Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way. Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. I might ruffle some feathers today. And honestly, if I were a listener to this show and it was, 10 years ago, this would have ruffled my feathers. But I wish I had heard this conversation. I wish somebody had pointed this out to me. And I believe that it would have cut years off my struggle because I really didn't understand why I wasn't consistently taking action despite having a very clear goal. And to be honest, this is something I still have to be aware of because there's a lot of goals that I have, say, in my business or with my finances. But when it comes time to do the task required to get to that end point, I don't want to do it. No matter how much I want the goal, I just am not in the mood to do the work. And what we're going to talk about today is really a strategy for making sure that when it comes time to do the work, you're really in touch with why you want to do it, where I think a lot of us are only in touch with why we don't want to do it right now, why we aren't in the mood, or now's not the time, or we'll start tomorrow. This is mindset related, but it's really the way you think ties into action-based change. If you aren't yet on the wait list for 10X Mindset, that opens up next week. I really don't want you to miss it. And though I will be posting about it on social when it becomes available, if you didn't know this, let me be the first to tell you, you probably only see about 5%, probably less of what I post on social. So if you want to be kept in the loop when 10X Mindset goes live, this is action-based. It's a 30-day program. It is less than $200. I wanted to make it really accessible. I want you to be on the wait list because then you'll be sure to find out when it opens. I'll link to the wait list in the show description, but you can also go directly to primalpotential.com/10x-waitlist, primalpotential.com/10x-waitlist, or click the link in the show description. I want to talk today about why people don't change. Why, despite wanting to be a morning person, you keep hitting snooze? Why, despite wanting to lose weight, you keep overeating? Why, despite wanting to be really fit and strong, you skip workouts? Why, despite wanting to start a business, you keep putting it off? Now, the part of this that I would have disagreed with most strongly is that I don't think you really want what you want when you're making a decision. You think you want to be debt-free, but you keep talking yourself into expenses and indulgences because you're talking yourself into what you want. You want the shoes, you want the bag, you want the vacation. That is what you want. You believe you want to lose weight, but you really want the ice cream or you wouldn't choose the ice cream. That doesn't mean that there isn't a part of you that really wants the end goal. I believe that you do. I don't think you would be listening to this podcast if you didn't. We have become really good at talking ourselves into what we want in a moment. And one of the primary ways we do that is just not even considering what we want long term. We're telling ourselves, oh, this one thing won't hurt. We're salesmen. And we are selling ourselves on a moment or an experience, the ice cream, the shoes, the vacation, the sleeping in, whatever, without considering that the price is actually a lot higher than we think it is, because it's keeping us from the thing that we want more. But in that moment, we're not considering that we want it more. We're not telling ourselves the truth that it is, in fact, a trade. Let's really look at how this happens and how to change it, all right? I want a clean kitchen. I feel so much more at peace when my kitchen is clean than when it's cluttered. In fact, I can walk into a messy kitchen with a sink full of dishes and the dishwasher full and stuff not cleaned up from the last meal, and my whole body tenses up and my mood can change in an instant. But when the moment comes where I have the opportunity to clean the kitchen, I don't want to clean the kitchen. But here's the thing. I don't want a clean kitchen because I love cleaning kitchens. So if when the time comes to clean the kitchen and I'm not thinking about, I really want a clean kitchen, but instead I'm thinking about it in terms of, do I want to clean or not? I'm almost always going to choose, I don't want to clean. So when that moment comes where I have the opportunity to clean the kitchen, I can't expect that thinking about it in terms of, do I want to clean or do I not want to clean, is going to get me to what I want, which is having a clean kitchen. I have to make the decision not based on, do I want to clean or not, but do I want to have a clean kitchen or not? I know it sounds like we're talking about the same thing, but we're not. Think about it this way, with an example that might hit a little bit closer to home. I know not everybody is as intense about wanting a clean kitchen as I am. I want to be fit and lean and healthy. When my husband says, do you want to go out for ice cream? I'm making the decision based on, do I want ice cream or not? I'm not making the decision based on, do I really want to be fit and lean and healthy, and how does this kind of decision making impact that? I'm just, do I want ice cream? Yes or no? And so when we make decisions based on that, based on the moment at hand versus what we really want and why we really want it and how this is going to impact that thing, we're just leaving what we want most out of the equation. Very convenient if you're talking yourself into ice cream or you're talking yourself into hitting snooze, but not effective at all for the long-term goal. So often we want to be fit and we want to be strong and we want to get healthier, but when the day comes where you said you were going to work out, you're thinking, do I feel like working out or not? And that is how you're making the decision. Instead of, I really want to be fit and lean and healthy, and how does this decision factor into that? This happens all the time. I mentioned at the top of this episode that I'm building this new course called 10X Mindset. I want this course to be out there. I'm so excited about the material within it. I get excited when I look at the pieces. However, when the time comes in my day where I have to do a piece of the work, set up a sales page or an email list or a thank you page for checkout or a module in the material, if I am making the decision based on, do I want to do this work or not, I'm very likely to say, I'll do it later. I'm not in the mood, because I'm not inherently driven to do the work. What I am driven towards is having the course out there, making a difference, building relationships between me and my customers, and getting excited about the results that they're creating for themselves with it. But when we come to the moment where it's time to do the task, we're just evaluating it based on, is this convenient? Am I in the mood? Do I want to do it or not? This is the difference maker. One of the things we've talked about a lot here on the show is how people who are, say, incredible athletes, they don't want to train all the time, right? They're not different from us because they inherently want to do the work and love doing the work. I would argue that just like us, most of the time, they're not in the mood to train. They're not in the mood to go to practice. They're not in the mood to go to bed early or wake up early or do all of the recovery protocols that they need to do. That's not what makes them different from us. What makes them different from us is the way that they make the decisions. They're thinking about being great. They want to be great, so they're willing to do those things even when they're not in the mood. If you are somebody who continues to make decisions based on whether or not you want to do the action item, whether or not you feel you have time, whether or not you could do it later, because look, we can always argue that we can get it done a little bit later. Not right now. I'll start tomorrow. This one thing won't hurt. But that argument only is effective, only makes sense when you're thinking about the task at hand, instead of thinking about what the task is a part of, what it is driving, the goal that you want. So now, when my husband says, hey, do you want to go get ice cream? I'm thinking about the fact that that decision impacts my health. Whether or not it impacts my weight, it undoubtedly impacts my health and it impacts my habits. So, do I really want what I say I want, and am I willing to show it? My resistance to this topic, if we were to go back 10 years from now or 10 years ago and you were to say, I don't think you really want what you want, I would have told you were crazy because I would say I want it more than anything. I would give anything for it. But the fact is that was a lie because I wasn't willing to tell myself no. I wasn't willing to give up ice cream. I wasn't willing to give up binging on Mexican food. I just felt like I was. And so your actions and your decisions reflect what you really want. The game that we play with ourselves is saying, hey, I really want this. I want it more than anything. Why am I so unmotivated? Motivation doesn't have to factor into the equation. It's how you're making the decisions. When it comes time to clean the kitchen, you know, I've just put the kids down for a nap and I know I can clean the kitchen. I can't continue to practice making that decision from the standpoint of, do I want to clean or not? I never want to clean. I rarely want to clean. Instead, I focus on how amazing it feels to have a clean kitchen, and I am willing to do it because of how intensely I want a clean kitchen. Undoubtedly, when it comes time to go work out with my trainer, I don't want to do it. It is almost always at the least opportune time. Lately, it's been falling within when I normally work. And so I feel like, oh, I could get so much work done because it's the time to drive there and then work out and then drive back. And then I could have gotten so much work done in that time. But I can't make that decision from the standpoint of, is this convenient or not? Is there something else I could do with this time or not? I have to make the decision through the lens of, do I really want to be as fit and healthy and lean as I say that I do? Prove it. Do your choices back up what you say you want? And if they don't, more often than not, it's a perspective issue. There's nothing broken in your desire, in your drive, in your motivation, in your willpower. It's how you're thinking at the moment of decisions. How can I want this so much but still make the excuse? Because of how you're framing the choice. It's because of how you're framing the choice. You create the frame. So if my husband says, hey, do you want to go out for ice cream? And I think, oh, I've been so good. This one thing won't hurt. I want to be able to indulge every now and again. That frame sets me up for a yes to the ice cream. But there's an entirely different frame that I can choose. And the most valuable frame when it comes to food for me is going to be the frame that has to do with every single choice impacts my health. Every single choice impacts my goals. Every single choice impacts my habits and who I am, who I become, what is easy for me. Every single thing impacts that. It's the frame that you are creating around the choice. When it comes time for me to create a module for 10X Mindset, it is the frame I create around that decision that is everything. That is the reason I am creating 10X Mindset, because I think a lot of people struggle to frame their decisions in a way that sets them up for success. So if I think, oh, I'm not in the mood, I'm going to wait till I feel a little inspired, I can do it later, I'll do it after the kids go to bed, I'm going to do this instead, it's clear what I'm going to choose. But I can create a very different frame. I can be intentional about creating a frame for that particular decision and decisions like it that is aligned with what I want most. I'm going to get it done now because now is the best time to do it, and I have to seize these opportunities if I want to get to my goal. So even though, yeah, I could do other things, even though, yeah, I don't really want to do it right now, this moment is a crossroads moment where I'm either going to move towards my goal or I'm not. I'm going to set a timer. I'm going to give it 20 minutes of focused effort, and then I'm going to reevaluate what I want to do next. Do I want to continue working on this thing? Do I want to go in a different direction? The frame that you create around your choices determines your results. It determines your habits. It determines your outcomes. It determines your entire life. Just this morning, the twins were driving me crazy. I get up with them in the morning. Chris sleeps a little bit later and he gets up when Roman gets up. And sometimes the girls are great in the morning and other times they're crabby as all get out. And of course, this morning they were crabby as all get out. And I was like, what do I want to do with them? Do I want to, you know, put them in their high chairs and give them breakfast early? Do I want to read them a book? Like, what do I want to do? How I frame that decision determines who I am. It determines my happiness. It determines my health. If I frame it as, oh my gosh, you guys are so annoying, you need to be quiet, let's just, you know, give them some frozen grapes and let them have a moment, that is a very, very different frame than the frame of, I think they just want my attention. And what a great opportunity when Roman is still sleeping. There's nothing else that is more important than this time with my girls. Let's get on the floor together and let's play. Let's make sure that they feel very, very attended to. That frame changes everything. In any moment, Roman's having a meltdown. The twins are uncomfortable. I'm agitated. I have to work out. I'm making a food choice. What determines the outcome, not just of that decision, but what determines the outcome of my life and who I am and my habits and everything, is the frame that I create around decisions. And for the longest time, the frame that I was creating around decisions was, I don't feel like it. I'm too tired. I'm overwhelmed. I'll do it later. I'll start tomorrow. And my life reflected that way of thinking. So as you're making a decision, start to recognize if you're in the position of thinking of it in terms of like, do I want ice cream or do I not want ice cream? And broaden it to include the thing you say you want most. When you're in the moment of thinking like, oh, do I want to fold the laundry or am I going to do it later? Broaden it to think about what you say you really want. You want to take better care of your home. You want to stay on top of things more easily. When the alarm goes off in the morning and you're thinking like, do I want to get up or do I want to hit snooze? That's really not what the decision is about. The decision is about what you said you would do. The decision is about the goal that you have that is the reason you set your alarm for that time. And you have to start to create a frame around that decision that includes those things. And as you leave it out, your life will reflect that way of framing information. I don't think for one second that you don't on some level want what you say that you want. But if you are not including that desire and the intensity of that desire in the frame as you make decisions, then your decisions are not going to align with that goal. This is what 10X mindset is all about. Because so many times we can recognize that we're doing it. Oh yeah, that's me. I've been thinking about it in terms of if I have the energy or if I'm in the mood or if this sounds good or if this doesn't sound good, but I don't know how to shift it. First of all, we have hundreds of episodes on that. So there are resources at your fingertips right now to do that. If you want this step-by-step action-based 30-day program to help you walk through that, 10X Mindset is that. If you're listening to this when the episode airs, like in real time, it hasn't gone live yet, but the waitlist is live, primalpotential.com/10x-waitlist. And it's also linked in the show description. Or if you're listening to this just a week in the future or a year in the future, it is live already. And you can go directly to the sales page from my website. If you can't find it, just message me. I'll help you out. But the frame that you create around your daily decisions is way more important than most of us are giving credit to. We aren't capitalizing on this practice of creating effective frames around our decisions. And I'm telling you, it will change everything in your life. We'll see you tomorrow.